have your day right.
Just right.
It's the morning show.
Early, early in the morning.
With Carol, Josh, and Jill on Kiss 92.
Good morning. This is the morning show with Carol, Josh, and Jill, brought to you by Caro. Jill is back.
I am, finally.
You had a nice little staycation with the family, I saw.
Oh, I had a beautiful staycation. I got to get into everything.
Okay. Also on the show, this week we've been giving away tickets to the opening of Slava Snow Show worth $369. So today, the clowns are coming.
I cannot wait. The first time they were here in Singapore many, many years ago, I watched them and they came into the studio as well. Josh, you are in for a treat. And also get ready our vacuum cleaner. Just saying. Hint, hint.
Also on the show today, we have rising star Clinton Kane.
I hope he treats you better than I ever could. You deserve the world times too, in our simple Sunday afternoons. I hope
so. Clinton Kane will be coming to Singapore in December, the 6th of December 2022. You can get your tickets at ticketmaster.sg.
It's the morning show with Carol, Josh, and Jill on Kiss 92.
So Jill was away for a couple of days. Nice long weekend. You went on a staycation?
I did. This was like the first family staycation. The daughter turned 2 years old.
Aww.
So I was like, you know what? Just extend it. Let her have a real birthday party. It was hectic. I do not advise having birthday parties for such a young child. It was just havoc lah. Like there were so many young kids. They were just screaming and just running. For 2 hours, all they did was run around tables.
Oh,
yeah. So I spent all this money on food and balloons and toys and games, and the kids were just happy chasing each other.
Okay, you remember how when we talked about when you take your kids on vacation, actually maybe it's more for the parents than anything, right?
Oh, I don't believe that, because at the end of the day, you still got to take care of your kid. You know,
right.
You take them to the pool, you're tired, but then you got to feed them, bathe them, put them down for a nap, and now overly stimulated. It takes so long to put them down for a nap. But I got a shout out.
Yes.
To Shangri-La,
okay.
Which is where I stayed. Now, when I was younger, I stayed at the Shangri-La. So, of course, I had to recreate all these pictures.
Whoa.
When I was a kid, but now with my own daughter. The staff, they have a family level, level 9.
Yeah.
They have a pantry there that has baby milk bottles, sterilizers, breast pumps, cots. They've got diapers. They've got baby toothbrush, baby toothpaste. So, I forgot a lot of things. Didn't matter. I could just go to the pantry and take them for free.
So it's,
well, I assume it's free. Like, I didn't pay for it.
So it's super family friendly to a point where everything you need is
amazing.
Right there for you.
Amazing. Because, you know, when you travel with kids, you got so much barang to bring. If you are planning a staycation at the Shangri-La, just bring the child. Everything else is provided. It's amazing.
I love that. Well, I hope you got a nice break after the celebration.
I did.
Seems like that was what this was supposed to be.
Supposed to be. But, you know, you're a parent, you don't really get breaks.
It's like the vacation after the vacation.
Yeah.
Start your day right. It's the morning show with Carol, Josh, and Jill on Kiss 92.
Time now for In Other News. News that didn't quite make the headlines, but it's still very important. Singaporeans, Malaysians are all going to be talking about this. Ringgit is expected to fall yet again.
I saw that. And, you know, I was momentarily excited because as a Singaporean, I travel to JB all the time to get all my groceries and all my stuff. But I don't know if that's a good thing for Malaysia, hey?
No. So this was reported by The Straits Times, a report by an economist and a bank strategist that made these hazard guesses. Okay, so in a nutshell, the US dollar is set to strengthen further, the ringgit is expected to weaken, and the Singapore dollar is poised to remain stable among a basket of currencies. This is, of course, due to a confluence of economic events.
No idea what you just said. I just heard that, yeah.
The serious people will understand this.
Okay. Okay, Singapore dollar we're holding. That's all I need to know.
Exactly.
Good,
okay.
Good. Also, in other news, check it out. I love this guy. His name is John Yee. He's 43 years old. He has just relocated his shop from Jurong to now Yishun. Just ants.
Huh?
It's an ant shop, basically.
You buy ants?
You buy ants. Now, I don't know if you remember this. Back in the day, like, Toys R Us used to sell sea monkeys.
Oh, right.
And then you have ant farms. And I had an ant farm. I was gifted it for Christmas. And I'm like, where to find ants?
It's like a little mini ant home that you put in your bedroom.
Yeah. So he's literally just selling ants. Many, many different types of ants. And he has a whole chart of every different ant species. And he says, if I can collect all of them, like my Pokemons, I will die a happy man. So I just love this passion that he has. It's so alternative. If you're looking for ants, if you have been gifted an ant colony, an ant farm, but you don't know how to find the ants, go down, check out his shop at Yishun.
Wasn't it a report recently that said Singapore had some of the most diverse ant species of all time and all living in my condo?
Oh.
You deserve a good day. You deserve the morning show with Carol, Josh, and Jill on Kiss 92.
Now, this is a little late to talk about because the exhibit's already been taken down, but I just need a... I tell you, a parent's love knows no bounds, and I'm talking about the T-Rex structure that was up at the Victoria Concert Hall.
Wait, it was there like a minute ago and now it's gone?
Yeah, it was only there for 2 days. So it was open to the public for 2 days. This is Sun. That's the name of the T-Rex.
Oh.
It was 160 million years old and now it's going to be auctioned off to a private owner. Which means if you got $100 million over dollars, Josh, you could buy these bones.
And put it where?
I don't know, lah. Your house, yeah, actually your house not that big.
Actually, I would even like think of putting it in Singapore because of like the climate and everything. I must put like a thirsty hippo.
I feel like the humidity would not do well with the bones. But honestly, it was just so majestic. It was amazing. And my daughter is going through this dinosaur phase. Everything is dino. So we told her, okay, you know what? This weekend, because it's your birthday, we're going to go down to Victoria Concert Hall. We're going to go see a real dino.
Yeah, so I follow you on Instagram. Obviously, I saw Lily just like completely eyes widened when she saw the T-Rex skeleton. And in my mind, a couple of thoughts. First of all, it really is as big as Jurassic Park.
Oh my gosh, I'll get to that in a bit.
Okay, the second thing is that she's able to understand from the structure of the bones, the skeleton, that this is the dinosaur toy that she's been playing.
I'm right? Like, huh? I also was a bit shocked at that. So we got there and the queue, oh my heavens, it was the longest queue I'd ever seen. And I am not a queue person. I do not like sand. I do not like queues. And we went at 4 in the evening. The sun was directly blazing at us. But I thought, okay, for my child, I will do this. Yeah, I will persevere.
This is not some K-pop artist that's there, no. This is...
Dinosaur bone.
Bones.
Mm.
Okay, then
so, we queued up. Everything was very well organized. So shout out to Victoria Concert Hall. Went very smoothly. We get in. She's so excited. She's screaming, dino. And after 2 seconds, she's like, do you like it? Are you having fun? And she goes, no.
Are you serious?
Yeah, she was
she
over it.
She thought the dino would come play with her.
Yeah, she thought the dino was going to move. She thought she was going to touch it. She kept trying to run under the barrier. I'm like, don't be that child, huh? So no, she was not very impressed after a while. Like,
I don't know
can
if
see
this was... I don't know because of Lily's review whether or not the price of the bones will drop and all.
Well, if you own it, then you can touch it, I think. It's your own one.
I don't think you would want to. Well, here's another idea of what I think will be quite exciting for Lily.
Ooh, what?
For all gamers out there.
Gamers?
Yesterday, we talked about how video games can actually help grow a child's brain.
Hmm.
Now, this next invention, I think I'll buy for Lily for Christmas.
Oh, no.
Carol just got married. Jill is a new mom. And Josh says he's forever alone. Not anymore. The morning show, 6 to 10 a.m. every weekday on Kiss 92.
One of the happiest moments this week was when I finally had a full circle moment.
Mm-hmm.
Analysts revealed that video games actually can be very healthy for a child's brain development.
Who did the study? Nintendo?
Look, this is something I've been trying to tell my parents.
yeah, all of us have.
I was a teenager. I was like, this is good for my brain. And for real, I learned how to navigate maps and all that from video games. You know?
This cannot be true.
It's real, because I've got to get from one village to the town.
So if I give you a map, you can read it.
Yeah. And then here's something philosophical.
Army didn't teach you that, but your games did.
Yeah, right. When I was a young boy. Okay, and here's some philosophical thing I learned from video games.
Uh-huh.
In order for you to defeat the final boss,
yes,
you must understand the final boss. You must learn and study the moves. It's like Kung Fu. Hey, I learned Kung Fu from video games, lah.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. Okay, well, now this is something for Lily, right? Because she went to go see the T-Rex. She wanted some interactivity.
Yeah.
It was just bones. It was static. Okay, so PlayStation VR 2 will be coming out February 22nd for $549.
Whoa.
This is the headset of the future. You put it on, and with all how graphics have become so realistic, you put this headset on, you feel like you're in the game. You get to move around and everything. And
I'll get headache.
I never say it's for you.
Okay.
Okay, so I'm thinking of buying this game for Lee.
No. And coming up next, I will tell you some of the birthday presents that Lily got that as a parent,
mortified.
I'm going to re-gift.
Oh.
Yeah.
So this is advice also for Christmas.
Correct.
If you're planning on buying these presents, do not.
Rise and shine! Start your your day right.
That's right.
It's the morning show.
Early, early in the morning.
With Carol, Josh, and Jill on Kiss 92.
Good morning. This is the morning show with Carol, Josh, and Jill, brought to you by Caro. Very soon, the clowns of Slava's Snow Show will be joining us. Very soon, we have a set of four tickets worth $369 going your way as well. They're going to change into their clown costumes, makeup, and everything.
They do not break character. If I remember correctly, they came here once upon a time. They don't talk.
Oh.
So it's going to be a lot of body art, a lot of mischief is going to happen.
Mime and mischief.
Oh, this is such a treat. I really encourage you to go watch the Slava Snow Show. It's just magical.
A new voice, a new look, a new morning. Join Carol, Josh, and Jill on The Morning Show, 6 to 10 a.m. every weekday on Kiss 92.
So Christmas, real close. Mariah Carey has announced it is officially Christmas season.
Have we started playing that song yet, All I Want for Christmas?
Not yet, Esket.
Okay, 8 a.m., we're going to be playing it.
Are
okay,
you serious?
8 a.m., we will play All I Want for Christmas, because if the queen of Christmas herself says it's time, it's only right to follow.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
I messaged Shanwi, our music director. Okay, but now, this is the period where we start buying our Christmas presents, and Jill has some advice for things you do not get children, because that's what you got, right, for Lily over her birthday?
So, last week, we talked about, you know, following the rules. If the parents set this rule as the family member, as a friend, you should try as much as possible to follow it. And during her birthday, she got her first video game.
Oh.
I'm not going to let her play with that. I'm probably going to re-gift it.
Oh my god, you're evil.
Yeah, because I don't subscribe to that. I don't think, you know, a two-year-old should have a video game. So I probably won't do that. I won't give it to her. And I had two friends. They were my secondary school friends. Mm-hmm. And one of them said, oh, we wanted to buy her a hamster.
Oh, no.
A living creature? You want to buy a two-year-old a living creature? Who is going to be taking care of this hamster?
Your house also got two dogs already.
Yeah, exactly. And then they were telling me, like, for each other, they like to irritate presents. So one got the other Kinetic Sand. Okay. And Kinetic Sand is fun for the kids, but super, super messy.
Right, to clean up and everything.
So as a revenge present, she bought her slime. Which is also very fun for the kid, but also very, very messy.
Yep.
And then, as another revenge present, she got back a, you know, the ore beads. So these are dehydrated balls you put in water and they just explode.
Ooh, okay, okay.
And that's all they do. They just take up space in water and everything gets wet.
Okay.
So I thought, like, oh, that's really interesting. All these revenge presents to irritate parents. So just don't do that.
Yeah.
Don't get living things. Don't get, you know, electronics. And don't get, like, Sandler, please.
You know, the interesting dichotomy here is that when you were kids,
this is all I wanted.
Yeah, that was all we wanted. We
wanted the Game Boy, yeah.
We wanted the slime. We wanted those video games. We wanted a pet hamster.
Yeah.
You know, and
all of which I got, but I'm not letting my daughter have.
Exactly. But didn't you learn from all those experiences? You did.
No, Mom.
You benefited from them.
No, my hamsters ran away, which was very heartbreaking for like a 4-year-old.
And then the video games?
My sister and I fight all the time. Then she would win because she's a lot bigger than me.
Carol brings the laughter. Josh brings the facts. Jill brings the wet wipes because she's a mom. The Morning Show with Carol, Josh, and Jill on Kiss 92.
No, we're talking about family. We're talking about vacations this time of the year because Christmas is coming soon, right? I had a very strange thing that happened yesterday. A phone call from my dad.
Oh, is everything okay?
We're going on our very first vacation, apparently.
First? That can't be right.
I mean, since I was a child. Like, I remember when I was a kid, they took us to Australia. Like, they really went all out. Now as an adult, I think of, wow, we got this car. We rented this car. We went from one state to another state. And I'm just like, we must have spent a lot of
money.
And then we never went on vacation ever again for the next 30 years. Okay, so now they suddenly, like, hey, let's go to Greece, lah. Let's go to New Zealand. And then I was thinking a couple of things. Number one, we talked about this on the show before, about how, you know, when you move away from your family, you know, the distance.
Relationships usually improve when you move away, yes.
Right? I think they want to connect. And if so, that's beautiful. We can also connect at like Newton Hawker Centre. We don't need to go so far, okay? The second thing is, are they trying to like retire and sell the house? Like, what is happening?
That's none of your concern. You should just be focusing on the fact that they have invited you on this beautiful trip. They want to make memories. Mm. And most importantly, are they paying for your ticket to Greece?
No. I think I'm going to pay for it.
Well, fly Scoot. They fly to Greece.
So here's the thing. I don't want us to go to Greece.
Why not? Okay, this is typical Josh assignment. Okay, so dear listener, this is Josh. He will say, come to my house.
Mm.
Come to Novena.
Yeah.
Come to Newton. You have to go to him.
Yeah.
If you say, let's do a trip, he has to do his trip. If you say Australia, no, I want to go to Tokyo. It has to be on his time, his schedule. This is why I tell you, your parents actually went on vacation every year with your sisters. They just never tell you.
Listen, I need your help on this situation. My parents want us to go to Greece.
Love it.
I want us to go to Bali.
No.
Okay, so I need your advice. Should I listen to my parents and go where they want us to go?
Yes.
Or follow me? Let me make my case.
Okay.
They've never been to Greece. Mm-hmm. They've only seen the pictures. Mm-hmm. And they think, wow, going to Greece is so simple. You know, if I was a kid, sure, I'll follow. But as an adult, I'm thinking, security? I don't know anywhere in Greece that I can take us to. If we're suddenly like, hey, what should we do today? They'll follow a tour guide or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
You know? Whereas in Bali, at least a lot of us Singaporeans, we know where to go. We know which restaurant to take there. We know where is safe, what is not safe. We can curate the trip to make sure our parents are safe. That's the most important thing. I can go to Greece with my friends, no problem. But if...
control freak.
What?
Huh? Sorry, I cough. I drink water first.
You call me control freak? I'm thinking of my parents, you know. I want them to be safe, Jill.
Bossy.
You're on The Morning Show with Carol, Josh and Jill, brought to you by Carol. Let us know your thoughts. WhatsApp us 8855-0920. So in December, I might be going on my first family vacation since I was a child.
So fun.
But I'm going now as an adult. So I'm planning it as an adult.
Okay.
Right? And I'm asking you, dear listener, should I follow where my parents want to go to, which is Greece?
Yes.
Okay?
Uh-huh.
Or a place that I recommend and know very well, like Bali or Bangkok. Okay? Because it's only 2 hours away. I don't have to worry about them on a long haul flight.
A deep vein thrombosis is very serious. And something that could happen on a long flight, you're right.
You know, I'm just concerned because they've not been on like a super long flight like that in a very long time. I want to make sure they're safe and they're comfortable. And then also Greece. I don't know anything about Greece. I can research.
Mm-hmm.
I don't drive and all that, you know. So I want to make sure there's always something to do for my family. Whereas in Bangkok and Bali, I can plan the house down.
And you can control them and you can tell them, go here.
Yes.
I want to eat this. Yes. We are going to be vegetarian.
Yes.
You know, maybe this is your parents' way of regaining the parental control.
Okay.
Where you, the children, cannot tell them what to do. They are once again the parents and you need to look to them.
Okay. All right. So you might actually be on the right track here. So according to intrepidtravel.com, they actually have written a full article on this, traveling with your parents as an adult.
Wow.
Okay, so always factor everyone in, not just your dad, but also your mom. What does she want to do?
Mm-hmm.
And then plan it all in there. And number two, embrace new friends. Maybe ask them, do you have friends in Greece actually that you secretly want to visit that you never told me about? Like sometimes we forget our family has friends, you know.
Yeah.
All right. And then also laugh about it. Don't take it too seriously. It's also a vacation, right? Something I'm not able to do is this one. Take a back seat.
Yeah. So that's the thing, right?
Mm.
I want to make very clear, when you travel with your family,
yeah,
don't think it's going to be relaxing. It's going to be the most stressful thing ever. The second you can accept that, this is going to be very stressful. There's going to be a lot of bickering. There's going to be a lot of wasted time. What to do? Where you want to eat? I don't know. Once you can accept that, you will enjoy the trip.
Now, the biggest piece of advice I got from here, this article, is don't stinge on comfort. Don't do the whole backpacking thing.
Not with your parents, no.
Okay, 5-star. Make sure they have everything they need.
Do you know what my mom, so many things irritate me, but the one thing that stands out is whenever we go to a restaurant, the waiter will, this is your seat. She'll go, can I sit there? Then she'll sit there. It's a bit too bright, there's a glare. Can I sit there?
It is a Goldilocks situation.
I'm like, just sit down, woman! I get so embarrassed.
My first family vacation since I was a kid. But my mom and dad, they want to go to Greece, you know?
I love it.
They've never been to Greece. They don't know anything about Greece. Is it safe? I also don't know, right?
Of course it is. You know what? You know what happened? They probably walked through a shopping center. And you know the TVs, they always show Santorini. To show the white balance. And so they probably saw that and they thought, nice, huh?
Let's go. No. My dad actually told me why.
Why?
He saw it on TikTok. Why is my dad on TikTok? Okay. And the other thing is, I'm thinking, hey, let's go somewhere in our comfort zone, Bali. They've never been to Bali, so I can show them Bali. I know Bali by the back of my palm.
Confirm they've been to Bali. Okay, maybe on the honeymoon, a wild night. Maybe that's where you were,
So, okay. So I want to give a big shout out to Rich. So Rich says, how about, if you're really that worried, go to Greece first. Where am I going to get the money, you dummy?
Oh, you go recce first.
I go recce first. I find everything, the hotel where to stay, what food to eat. So when they come, I pretend like, oh, wow, look. Oh.
Hey, you know what? With the advent of social media, just put it out there. Has anyone been to Greece? Tell us what to do. You'll be the travel planner.
Okay.
Easy.
Yeah, okay. We can keep this conversation going also. I'm on Instagram at JoshuaSimonXL. If you happen to have some recommendations for Greece, please let me know, okay? This is what Nance has to say about this.
I remember I ever planned a trip for my dad at 74. So we went to Korea early in the morning. I got to plan one trip to the market with my dad. Planning for trip for family tour is never easy because you need to take into consideration on their daily routine, their sleep routine, and the food routine also. Like what
exactly.
It's
like
very
in Greece,
difficult.
They've never even tried like Greek food. Now here's a voice message from Dave.
Hi, morning. I think better follow parent go to Greece. Because you mentioned you 30 years never follow them for a tour. Is have a good time with them and build up the relationship. Thank you.
Okay, yeah, we're getting a lot of messages. Just follow where your parents want to go. It's their life as well.
You know what? Like what you said, they haven't tried the food. Maybe what you can do is just pack some cup noodles for them.
Oh.
So in case really your mom or your dad just really does not resonate, they can come back to the hotel, have something comfort. So you just preempt the trip, you know?
Yeah, thank you so much, Adeline, who texted in saying, you know, Josh, you want to go to Bali out of the fear that's stopping you from going to Greece. Sometimes take a leap of faith. Go with your parents. You'll be surprised as well what they can teach you.
Yes. For all you know, they role play. Maybe your dad is Zeus and your mom is Princess Athena or something.
Hey, a lot of people asking me to go to Greece. I'll go to Greece, lah.
Do it.
You're on The Morning Show with Carol, Josh and Jill, brought to you by Kara. Thank you so much, everyone, for texting in. We will be sending some of you, actually, some shopping vouchers from The Palm Press worth $100 for you to explore. You can check out the catalogue at The Palm Press on Instagram.
They don't just get you to work. They get you to your happy place.
The Morning Show with Carol, Josh, and Jill.
Kiss 92.
We have some special guests on the show right now. I'm smiling, but I'm also nervous.
Well, I can see, okay, there were three of them that walked in. We've lost two of them already.
We've got some clowns from Slava's Snow Show that just opened at the Sands Theatre, Marina Bay Sands, in the studio with us.
They're, oh, there they are.
Oh my gosh.
That's, good morning.
That's a big nose you have, sir.
Don't scare him. I think he's a little bit shy.
This is so adorable. Okay, we're filming everything and it'll be on our Facebook page and Instagram at Kiss92FM. But on the show right now, also joining us, we've got Vanya. Hi.
Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning. So you guys just had your first show last night.
Yeah,
how
the
was
premiere
it?
Was yesterday. It was great. I've heard you've seen it before.
I've seen it the first time you guys came. So thank you so much for waking up early. Oh, they look sad. Why did the clowns
They're
look
still
so
waking
sad?
Up.
Oh,
we're nocturnal animals.
Yeah. It is a really early morning show as well. You know, we've been
Give massages. This is great. Everyone go watch the Slava Snow Show. They'll come in the crowd and give you massages.
All right, Vanya. You know, Slava Snow Show, we've been giving away tickets all through this week. And we've been saying this is something for the whole family. Why should people go see this show?
I think, first of all, it just brings out the kid in everybody.
Yes.
Especially now, I think people need a little boost in happiness, inside happiness. Plus, it's been a while since we've been back. And I think those who've seen it before, I'd be happy to come back because it does stick inside your brain.
I gotta say, right? So it does bring back a lot of nostalgia. And not to give too much away, there are a lot of interaction with the crowds.
Yes.
And I tell you, the adults get more excited than the kids.
100%.
So this is really reliving your childhood, having a great time. Oh, you gotta watch the videos, man. Like, love it.
I always say this is a family show, but it is for adults because the kids are already in the right state of mind. They've got imagination. They know what's that about. And we're really there to bring the adults back to it.
Absolutely. Vanya, do we have the names of the clowns that are...
We call them green. We have two main characters. We have the yellow character and the green character. These are green.
Oh, no!
You want to put hand sanitizer. You see, they're very caring clowns.
Yeah, it's not lotion, sir. Okay, so yellow and green.
Yeah.
Okay, yellow, so coming back to it, we'll find out more about the clowns. Why all green, one yellow?
I've done radio for about 10 years. This is something very, very uncommon, but I absolutely welcome it. I've got a clown on each side of me right now, and they're from Slava's Snow Show. They just opened at the Sands Theatre, Marina Bay Sands. Go get your tickets. We're also giving tickets away here at Kiss 92. From the show, we've got Vanya, who actually usually is in clown makeup, but today you're regular dude. You look like a bro. Like I would totally hang out with you. All right, I'm curious about the show's format. What do I expect from the show? Is it just going to be like sketch after sketch? Is there a storyline? I've got a hat on my head.
There's a storyline that holds everything together, but it is a series of sketches. The whole show is basically a relationship between the two main characters. And it takes you on an emotional ride of friendship, love, fear, loss.
Oh, wow.
We use all the basic main core feelings because it's an international show. We have no talking.
But yeah. There's no talking, but I'm just laughing because I love this so much.
Yeah, you understand everything. But there's going to be surprise. There's going to be a lot of big effects, like really big effects.
Wow, okay.
But we use like very handmade effects.
Okay.
Yeah, so if you if you watch Cirque du Soleil, this is like the clown version of Cirque du Soleil. A lot of body performance, a lot of art, a lot of artistry.
Yeah.
And all of them, as you can see, we've got two clowns in the studio.
Yes.
Both in green, but there's one in yellow. So there's a story to that, right?
Well, the main character was made by my dad, Slava Palunin. So he created the character. But he created the character by finding my mom's jumpsuit when she got it way back when, like, prices in Russia were quite steep. So when she spent like her month's salary on a new jumpsuit, and he was like, oh, this is a nice jumpsuit, threw away the belt, took a bottle cap from a spray can, which was red, and made a nose, and his character was born.
As iconic as it is now, I don't know how I would feel if I were the wife and my husband goes, hey, your clothes like clown, huh?
Oh my goodness. Also, I'm curious, is there like a clown school? You know, because I actually have friends. I've got one friend actually who wants to join the circus. That's been a dream of hers since she was a kid when she first went to a circus. And she said, actually, I've always wanted to be in a circus. Is there such a thing as a clown school?
There is clown schools. There's many. There's really good ones in France. But what my dad always tells people when they come to us and they say, I want to be a clown, what can I do? He says, if you can be anything else and be happy, do that. The road is long and strenuous.
Oh my goodness. Vanya, you're usually a clown on the show.
Yep.
But when you're not on stage, you're Vanya, right? Do you ever, like, just to make yourself smile, put on some clown makeup and just go out sometime?
Not usually, but we did that during COVID. Because we were stuck, for 1 year, we were stuck at home. Mm-hmm. And not being on stage was really, really
tough. Yeah,
tough.
I imagine.
So we have one other actor who lives not far from us. And like somewhere in the middle of the year, we did get together and do a runway for the show at home. No lights, no costumes, just to have that little...
Yeah, just to get back in action.
Really was emotional.
So what does a clown do when they're feeling down?
Wow.
We don't have time. I mean, every night we're on stage pretty much year-round, so... Mm. It's hard to be down when you see so many smiles in the audience.
Oh, 100%.
Really impossible.
Yeah, and you're going around the world, so I'm also curious whether or not these clowns will be at the hawker centers here in Singapore. Will they have a chance to explore Singapore?
You'll see them and many more of them. We multiply.
Oh. We multiply,
it's a,
I
it's
love
a whole
it.
Stage of these crazy characters.
Now, I have a daughter. She just turned 2 years old. Is that too young to watch the show, you think?
I mean, we have some scary parts. Not scary, scary, but there's
a
like
loud
music, yeah. Dark scenes. So two, they might not remember what happens.
It's okay, man, because like I said, I'm just going to say it, they got giant balls. And, whoa.
Yeah.
And they throw it into the audience. Giant, colorful balls. I tell you, the adults go way crazier for the kids. And I know my daughter's going to love it. So I'm definitely going to take her down. Even though she's two, even though she won't remember it, I'll remember the smile on her face.
Yeah, it's very interactive. Funny, I have to ask finally, you know, for the person that has a fear of clowns, for example, because some people feel that way, right? Let's turn that around. What can you say to encourage them to tell them, hey, come to Slava Snow Show?
Recently, a person, she brought her friend backstage, who asked us if she can bring so she can see that we're just people transforming into clowns.
Yeah.
And when she saw the transformation, she understood that there's nothing to be afraid of. Like, she was in my green room while I was doing makeup. So that is, we are but human, but we do the transformation to give you an otherworldly experience on stage. And I hope you guys come and see.
Absolutely. They're entertainers beyond everything. They're artists, right? And I think one of the show's inspirations is Charlie Chaplin, someone that I studied greatly and admire from film school. So this is... I'm getting a hug! Thank you so much, everyone.
Don't be afraid of clowns.
A big shout out to our friends at Base Entertainment for bringing over Slava Snow Show Clowns. And Vanya, thank you for joining us as well. They're trying to regrow my hair.
Oh, this has made my morning.
So this is fantastic.
Rise and shine!
Start your day right.
Just right.
It's the morning show.
Early, early in the morning.
With Carol, Josh, and Jill on Kiss 92.
Welcome to the morning show with Carol, Josh, and Jill, brought to you by Caro. We're about a month away till Christmas, so this is the time we're looking for Christmas presents, not just for the grown folk, but especially the kids as well. And Jill, you have very clear instructions on what not to give your children.
Yeah, I don't like video games. She's only 2 years old. She's going to be three next year. I don't want video games.
You don't want her to be glued onto that.
Yeah, okay. So there were a couple of friends and they were talking about revenge parent presents. So one got the other kinetic sand, which... children love, but sand is messy, right?
Yeah.
And we got some messages saying, hey, speaking about a revenge parent presents, someone give them a drum set.
Yeah, Vincent said there was one time a drum set came into the house. Uh-huh. And I was like, okay, first of all, it takes up a lot of space.
Yes.
It's going to be a din as well. It's going to be so noisy. So I had to give it away.
I got a drum set last Christmas for Lily.
Mm.
I let her open the wrapping paper, kept it in the box, re-gifted it straight away.
All right, Cheryl also says a trampoline. Where am I going to find a space to put a trampoline, you tell me?
That's the other thing. One of my husband's friend got her a giant car. Like a giant, you know those remote control car?
Oh my gosh, are you
serious? I live in HDB, you know? Where am I going to put this giant car?
And also dangerous with all these things.
Yeah.
Kind of thing. Any kind of electronic vehicle thing for the child?
Not good. And I love it. So this other one says ball pit, because the balls will always go flying everywhere and the parent will have to run, take the balls, clean up the house. Revenge presents, huh?
Just go to the Museum of Ice Cream for that one, right?
Oh, the sugar. Too much sugar. No, Josh. No.
The Morning Show with Carol, Josh, and Jill. It's pretty wild. Kiss 92.
All right, so there is a rising star in the name of Clinton Kane who's coming down to Singapore very soon, performing at the theatre at Mediacorp. Tickets from $88 to $128, so very affordable. This is part of his Maybe Someday It'll All Be Okay World Tour 2022. Tickets are on sale at Ticketmaster.sg. I'll be playing for you his massive viral hit on TikTok, Chicken Tendies, very soon. Here is a clip from my chat with Clinton Kane.
I hope he treats you better than I ever could, 'cause you deserve the world times two and a simple Sunday afternoon.
The song itself, I mean, it's something that I think a lot of people struggle with, like responding to someone who does not choose them. Some people react to that with salt. You're instead wishing them well. Does that come naturally for you when in the face of rejection? No.
I'm the same wretched human being everyone else is. It's not, I'm not like a better person.
Oh, what is he?
No, it takes a lot of time. It takes a lot of patience. It takes a lot of just growing up, I feel like. You know what I mean? I mean, that specific relationship, you know, acceptance took 15 years, you know?
Yeah. Right. That's real. That's real right there.
Yeah, what is he? Is he Irish? So
I think he's half Filipino.
Oh.
He lived in Australia, lived in the UK, and when I was speaking to him, he was in Canada on this world tour.
Very interesting. Like, even his singing voice, there's a little bit of an accent there.
Oh, and when he does sing, it's very, like, grungy.
Yeah. Very folksy, you know?
Yeah, young guy. Clinton Kane performing once again at the theatre at Mediacorp, 6th December at 8 p.m. Tickets are on sale at Ticketmaster.sg. This is his debut single Chicken Tendies now on Kiss 92. You can watch our full interview on Facebook and Instagram at Kiss 92 FM.
Be happy. Be you. The Morning Show with Carol, Josh, and Jill. Kiss 92.
Something very interesting happened in China today with this one family. We're going to dive into it. But first, I want to preface it by saying I'm not encouraging. This show does not encourage you
no.
to participate in the lottery whatsoever. We're speaking hypothetically right here with this story. A man in China won $42.6 million in the lottery. And he does not want to tell his wife or child because he thinks they'll be lazy if they find out suddenly we have money. Okay, put ourselves in this man's shoes. Is he doing the right thing? Jill.
To a certain extent, if I won $42 million, I would tell my wife, I would tell anybody, hey, I won $5 million.
Oh, you drop it down all
the way. Yeah. I'm not lying. What? I didn't win $5 million plus 28 million more.
Okay.
But they don't need to know that. So I'm not lying. I want 5 million. People will, of course, expect me to give money to them. And I will. I'll give the people I know first.
Okay.
Right? What do they always say? Help within your community first.
Okay.
So my community is my friends and family. And if they use up that 5 million that I want, then okay, that's all. I've done my good for the world.
Okay, see, I would give back as well, but I think the first thing I would do is exactly what this man is doing. Not in the sense of like, oh, I think you'd be lazy or whatsoever. That I think is very unfair. Like, I wouldn't do a Jackie Chan.
Yeah.
You know, like, leave your kids out completely and then meanwhile, you're like flourishing, like, you know? Like, I wouldn't do that. First thing I would do is actually really not tell anyone because I feel like once I open my mouth, that's it, no? The whole world will know.
But if you can afford, wouldn't you? Wouldn't you want to, like, help?
I want to be strategic about how I help. I'm not going to just give you the fish. I want to get you the fishing rod. I want to make sure
please.
That you're able. No.
I don't like people like that. If you're going to help me without condition.
It's not the condition. I'm trying to make the environment transform around you as well.
No,
I want to make sure that you're well taken care of.
So this is what George Clooney did. When he became a multi-millionaire, mega superstar, he paid for all of his close friends. So I think there were 5 of them.
Yeah.
Paid for all their house mortgages.
Oh.
So no matter what, if you lose your job, if you'll never work again, at least you will never be homeless. You own this already.
Okay, how about I buy a massive villa in Bali and I say, guys, each of y'all have the key. If y'all go to Bali, y'all can visit there. That's my gift to y'all.
Correct. When you lose your job, you can fly to Bali. That makes sense.
Good things come in threes. 3, 2, 1. Carol, Josh, and Jill. The morning show on Kiss 92.
I want some girl groups to come down to Singapore, right? We've been getting a lot of boy bands making headlines.
So many. Maroon 5, Backstreet Boys, many others. You know, Anderson .Paak is coming down to Singapore?
Yes.
Yeah.
That is going to be a real highlight. Not just for all the pop songs that we do play, but I think also like just the real hardcore music audiophiles.
Funk. I am so excited. Ooh. He's performing at Mandala Club. Unfortunately, tickets already sold out. What?
I don't see Victoria Beckham returning with the Spice Girls just yet. So how about instead of that, Little Mix, right? So we recently talked about One Direction and how the truth finally came out that Nicole Scherzinger of the Pussycat Dolls was actually the mastermind who put all the boys together in One Direction, not Simon Cowell.
No. So similarly for X Factor, Kelly Rowland from Destiny's Child spotted all the members, or 3 out of 4 members of Little Mix.
All right, so this is a clip from Leanne's audition. She's flat, right? She's not hitting the notes hard enough, but she has the tone.
And a lot of energy. And you gotta understand, these are girls that sing in their bedroom. They're not performers yet.
Yeah, and also maybe because of the acoustics of the room, she's not able to hit those notes.
Oh my goodness. I really like you. I like your voice. I have to be honest, I don't think it's the biggest voice. I don't think it's a bad voice at all either. I do see you in a girl band, but
Okay. What about Perry Edwards? I think one of the most famous ones from the group.
I always hear his voice inside.
Ooh. Lead singer right there. Right there.
So Kelly Rowland actually interrupted her performance and got really excited.
To hit her, it just whoa. Your voice is crazy, yo. We're really amazing,
Kelly.
Huh?
Crazy, yo. What is that good? Is that...
Your voice is really pretty, babe.
All right. So from there, of course, similar to One Direction, they ended up being a group together. Mm-hmm. Another one in there was Jessie Nelson.
So what are you gonna sing for us today?
I'm gonna be singing "Bust Your Windows."
All right. Well, let's
that's
hear
a big
it.
Song.
Thank you.
So similar to the other girls, Kelly Rowland said, hey, I see you in a group.
Yeah, and the thing is, right, individually, not very good.
No.
Not very good at all. So for Kelly Rowland to have the foresight, like, hey, you don't have the biggest voice right now. You know, you lack stage presence, but I see you in a group.
Yeah.
Wow.
And I gotta say, especially in the case of Jessie Nelson, I kind of wish she stuck to that piece of advice.
Like habits because they just see other people performing and doing things. I think you've developed the hey, yeah, like in between the lyric, and you didn't even need it. But that's because you don't know. You know, you're very new to performing. But I actually see you in a band. I don't know if I see you as a solo artist, but I do see you being in a girl group. I don't know.
Because, of course, Jessie Nelson famously left the group to pursue her solo artist, did not listen to Kelly Rowland right there.
Time for a fresh start with Carol, Josh, and Jill. The Morning Show.
Kiss 92.
At the end of every show, we ask ourselves, what did we learn?
Firstly, if your parents have decided to reignite the second life, because that is a real thing.
Yeah.
Once you've raised your children, once your children have started their own life and moved out, you then restart your second chance at life again. So follow them. Embrace it. If they want to go to Africa, go to Africa with them. If they want to go to the same Bangkok restaurant after 30 years, bring them back to the same Bangkok restaurant.
Exactly. Actually, you know, I didn't share this detail. You know, I made it sound as if my family doesn't travel at all. So my dad is like a missionary, right?
Yeah.
So he's traveled to Kenya. He's traveled to different parts of the world and some very, very tough places as well. So Greece, I think I'm just worrying. Yeah, I'm worrying ahead of everything, right? And I think if I was a kid, I would be like, yeah, let's go free trip, you know. But now as an adult, I can't help but feel like I need to make sure they're safe, because we've all gone through these things where we go to a country and then got problem.
Skim.
Something is wrong.
Passport
something goes
lost.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And I just don't want that to happen to them. So I'm feeling very protective.
Also, we learned that, you know, be respectful. Christmas is coming. If the parent does not want electronics for the children, don't give them electronics. Don't give them a live creature, i.e. hamster, fish, rabbit.
It's not responsible to buy, especially someone else, a pet, for example.
Yeah,
you want to make sure they're able to take care of it.
Or I think a drum set.
Best thing to do is just ask.
Yes.
What can I get for your kid?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and then also think of an answer lah. Give them like a ballpark
figure.
Yeah,
don't say anything. Then you deserve a hamster.
Finally, Slava Snow Show worth $369. We've been giving away tickets to this every single day this week. You can catch it at the Sands Theatre at Marina Bay Sands. Our full interview with Vanya the Clown will be on Facebook and Instagram at Kiss92FM.
It's The Morning Show with Carol, Josh and Jill on Kiss92.